City of Bones. Written by Michael Connelly. Read by Peter J. Fernandez.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The old lady had changed her mind about dying, but by then it was too late. She had dug her fingers into the paint and plaster of the nearby wall until most of her fingernails had broken off. Then she had gone for the neck, scrabbling to push the bloodied fingertips up and under the cord. She broke four toes, kicking at the walls. She had tried so hard, shown such a desperate will to live, that it made Harry Bosch wonder what had happened before. Where was that determination and will, and why had it deserted her until after she had put the extension cord noose around her neck and kicked over the chair? Why had it hidden from her? These were not official questions that would be raised in his death report, but they were the things Bosch couldn't avoid thinking about as he sat in his car outside the Splendid Age retirement home on Sunset Boulevard, east of the Hollywood Freeway. It was 4:20 p.m. on the first day of the year. Bosch had drawn holiday call-out duty. The day more than half over, and that duty consisted of two suicide runs. One a gunshot, the other the hanging. Both victims were women. In both cases, there was evidence of depression and desperation, isolation. New Year's Day was...